Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
That story about the guy trying to abduct the barista went, it got bigger yesterday. I mean, it literally came across when we were doing the post show where he tried to pull her out of the window.
They catch the guy?
I don't know if they did
they
catch
got
the
him.
Guy because his arm said Chevrolet or something on it. And it was Jeep. And
yes.
They did get him?
Yeah, they got him because of the tattoo.
I just saw the headline all over the place and I said, oh, dang, this should have caught on. A crazy video to watch. But they got what? So what? Where was that? Do you know?
Auburn, Washington, I believe, is where it was. And he was.
They have any intentions? Or do they know his intentions?
They don't know yet. They haven't even charged him. They just are detaining him, and they had evidence in the truck that linked him to it and the tattoo. And it was one of those bikini baristas, by the way.
What is that?
It wasn't a Starbucks.
No, it wasn't like a Starbucks.
He was trying to abduct somebody who delivers or serves coffee in a bikini.
Yeah.
Dang.
I never heard of that place.
It's awesome, man.
I've never been to a place like that.
Bikini coffee?
I think you've just heard.
Huh? Bikini barista.
But they do different. Like if you go to Hooters or.
Yeah, but they tried. There was a big lawsuit like where they tried to shut this thing down because they're like, oh, it's so bad for the children or whatever. But they took them to court and they won. They get to stay open.
This specific one?
I don't know if it's that specific one, but.
Getting awfully passionate about it right here.
But I remember it.
He's like, I signed the petition.
I did.
Scientists are developing lasers to detect aliens on distant planets. Scientists have developed a laser that could detect extraterrestrial life in outer space, which could speed up the decades-long quest to find other beings on faraway moons and planets. The NASA-backed research conducted shows the laser technology could potentially identify signs of life and analyze materials from other planets. It sounds like sonar almost. Like what dolphins use, because they can't.
Yes.
At least they, boom, they send the signal out with their noise,
back.
And it bounces back. And it's basically their vision.
I like it.
I mean, eyes are basically sonar. Like
yes.
we're getting things back. So one day we're going to find something we don't like and everybody's going to freak the F out.
I'm telling you, man, I already saw something I didn't like.
I saw a clip of Charlemagne the God talking about how he had woken up and he was paralyzed in his sleep and he thinks that extraterrestrials visit him.
My brother had the same story.
He what?
He was paralyzed. He couldn't move.
But that was after a few drinks.
Let me text him because Charlemagne and I are friends, but
when did this happen to him?
I just saw it on a clip.
Recently?
Yeah, a couple days ago.
Hold
on a second. That'd be cool to get his side of the story.
Yeah. Well, there's no, I don't know about his
side. Not the other alien side?
Let me just send him a voice memo. Hold on. Hey, dude, I saw the clip of you saying that you maybe have been probed by aliens and that you woke up in sleep paralysis and maybe aliens were standing over the top of you. Just wondering about that.
Say, I believe you.
More details, please.
Yeah, well, we're talking about it on the show right now, just lasers and aliens and discovering, and I'm a big believer in how do we say that something's not there that we don't have enough information about. But if you get any time, let me know if you're free. You may not be. It's 11:30 Eastern. We'd love to talk to you about this. If not, you can just send me a message back at some point. I'll play it back. All right, thank you. Hope you have a good day. Good talk to you, buddy. See you soon. Yeah, he said the clip was he woke up, and I believe he thought he saw people standing over him, and he's got new marks on his leg in the exact same spot.
He has marks?
What?
Wow, that's crazy.
Like, he woke up, and he had two marks on both calves in the same exact spot. He thinks he's been probed or something.
Wow.
Charlamagne's wildly intelligent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very. It's also...
Yeah. I don't know, because I don't know. I need to see them probes.
Man, but those marks, though, that's, I mean,
yeah, how do you explain that? What are you saying?
I don't know, just a side note, nothing to do with the aliens, but that you're leaving a voice text and you think that's talking, like y'all have talked. Nice talking to you, buddy, but like y'all didn't talk.
But he's talking to him.
Yeah, but it feels like we're talking. Yeah. For example, mm-hmm. like I'm not going to play you the whole thing or anything, but I'll...
Yeah, I'm not saying it's right or wrong. It just stood out to me.
I hate voice memos, getting them. I send them like crazy. I send them like crazy. No, you leave like 2-minute ones. And if it's over two, I don't even listen to them if they're long.
Oh, but I've stopped that. A way to stop it is you send them 20 seconds at a time.
But I do the math, and if it's long, I don't even listen. So I don't love, unless it's something, but mostly if I'm sending them, I'm driving.
Mm-hmm. Same.
No, I don't think that's the case.
Did you listen to mine yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
No, wait, what was it about?
About working out.
Yeah, you said, hey, I work out with you, but like, give me another day because my hangy-bangy still hurts a little bit.
Correct. So you did hear it. Okay, yeah. Good. I was driving too, so I was like, this is
perfect. Yeah, if you're driving, let it rip. But also, it's been better too at, because again, technology is getting so good, I can push the button now on my text because they've switched up with the new operating system, and it translates into
words.
Texted word.
Mm.
93% accuracy. So it's just pushing the right button. Now you got to push the microphone, and then it pretty much... But sometimes I go, apostrophe, and then it writes out apostrophe, then I don't want to go erase it, so I just send it like that. And hopefully... And at the end, I'll go, hey, I sent this with voice text if it looks funny in any way. So, but yeah, I don't like getting them, but I do send them. Hypocritical? Sure.
Very.
Hey, we all are in some way. So anyway, that's the deal with Charlamagne. Todd Chrisley sent out a note because he's going to prison. He's in prison now.
Oh, what'd he say?
It's an inspirational message, a hopeful message.
Oh, boy.
Todd Chrisley, who checked into a federal prison yesterday, shared a hopeful message on Instagram ahead of his transfer. In the now-deleted video, Todd shared gospel artist Karen Peck singing 4 Days Late. Todd captioned the post, "He is always on time," and added the hashtag Fight the Good Fight. His family shared their support ahead of the sentence in the comments, "I love you, Daddy. This isn't over."
Okay, so...
Both Todd and his wife, Julie, were found guilty of tax evasion and bank fraud. Todd has been sentenced to 12 years in prison, while Julie has a slightly lesser sentence of 7 years. The Chrisleys are appealing their sentences from people. At this point, they have been found guilty by a court.
Yeah.
And if their appeals happen and they are freed, then we go, well, dang, they really got the raw end of that deal. However, they've been found guilty. It looks to me, by what I see, again, I only see what's been seen, but it's not a PR move. It's the courts, right? It looks like they did some stuff that...
Yeah, because they're in, man.
Right.
It's not like they're just hanging out anymore. They're actually prisoners.
And now, but now they're like, hey, fight the good fight. Mm-hmm. Well, no, you stole.
Well, that's what confuses me. I'm like, so did they not know they were stealing?
Oh, they knew. Come on.
But doesn't everyone say that? Like, you're always
But
innocent?
It's like, hey, I'm going to use God now. I'm going to jail, sure. But I really want to use God.
I think they've always been.
Get people supportive online because I'm going to use God. And I'm going to jail in God's name.
I hate that.
But yeah, but they've always been. What do you mean when they're stealing money?
No, I don't know. I guess other people that I follow that are very like, they didn't do anything. But then it's like, but
that's their friend. It's always the people they like friends. They're like, he's a good person. I know him. I knew him too. I liked him.
Right.
But
he's sat right here, guys.
But then they're like, just wait, like this will get cleared up. So I don't know.
And if so, here's a plate and a fork and a spoon, and there's some crow on there, and myself included, but I only am going to eat the crow because the courts told me they were guilty.
Right.
It's not like I'm reading a public opinion and letting it shape, because the whole time I was like, I don't know, man. Yeah, it sounds shady. Let's see what the court says. Court said it. Okay. Well, looks like you're going to jail, and it looks like what you did wasn't good.
Like, I could see, yes, being close to someone and having something like that go down. Like, if you were to get arrested for this tax evasion fraud, I feel like we would all probably stick by you.
But I wouldn't do this. I wouldn't do the part where I'm like, hey, guys, you know I'm doing this. I'm going to jail in God's name.
But I'm saying you really were. innocent, though.
Yeah, but I don't think they're innocent.
Okay.
Court told me they're not innocent.
Yeah, I mean, they had a trial.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm just glad that when he was here, he didn't get you guys roped up in this.
Well, let's just
what
say,
were we gonna do?
Let's just say maybe I gave him a few bucks.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Oh, what if I'm he was like, kidding. I got a show, like, Eddie, I got a great idea
we
for you.
We signed
man.
Papers, oh, didn't know what we were
and
signing.
And if it comes out and they appeal and that there's the discovery that, wow, they really got a raw, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's my bad. Well, not my bad. I believe the court. And I waited to the court and then I took that information and used it in my public opinion. And I hope that's the case. I hope they find out they didn't do it. Because I like Todd. He was real nice. But it seems like when we went through all the facts, it seemed pretty... Holy moly.
And here's the thing. It all comes back to an ex-lover. That's where it all...
Scorned, you said.
Scorned ex-lover. Yeah. Those scorned ex-lovers always get you in the end.
Because it was the guy, right?
Yep.
Is there proof that they actually had a relationship?
I mean, he said it and he...
I know he said it, but...
He got on the stand and said it under oath and had all this evidence. And so,
but what evidence? That's what she's asking.
Yeah.
But you're saying evidence for the bank fraud.
Right. I mean, he wouldn't have access to this and all this information. And it all came down to that. He was mad about the relationship ending or whatever. And
jilted even.
Jilted. That's
jilted
a good
lover.
One.
So there
so
was...
if you're going to commit a crime, you can't let the lover in on it because the scorned ex-lover.
Jilted even.
Always comes out and gets you.
Okay, there was a time where my dad's business partner went to jail because of taxes.
Hey, it's showtime, baby. Let's go.
Oh, here we
go. Come on.
And like then my dad, he didn't go to jail. The other guy did because my dad did. The other guy was the mastermind in it.
Your dad went to jail in a foreign country, though, but we'll get back to that.
That's totally different.
Yeah, totally different. But he went to jail in
this
the Middle East.
That's here crazy. In like, I think Alabama, the business partner was in jail, but because my dad's signature was on stuff, but the guy... My dad trusted him, and the guy was like, hey, I put all this together. Here, sign here, sign here, sign here. So in the court, they were able to prove that, and so the other guy went to jail. So my dad could have gone to jail, but he didn't know that anything shady was happening, so that's why he got let off. However, the IRS was still mad, so he had to then, for like years, half of his paycheck was rationed. The IRS took half to like, because somebody had
Make
to get
up
paid
for
back.
It. Mm-hmm. That guy's still in jail?
I think he's probably dead. Like, this was years ago. I mean, my dad's passed away. Like, this was 80.
I don't think rationed is the word.
Okay, you're right. It's probably not word.
Garnish.
Yeah, thank
garnish,
you.
That's
sorry.
It.
Wow. Yeah.
I want to let you finish your statement.
Rationed would be like,
yeah.
I misspoke. It is garnish. That's totally the word I was looking for. But yeah, so half his paycheck was garnished until the amount got paid back.
Dang, half. And they were able to prove your dad didn't know about it?
Yeah, but then you're...
Do you think your dad knew about it? He's dead now.
I don't know, quite honestly. No, I don't think he knew about it. Because I think if he, they would have, it would have come out. And I think they were diligent in the, how, if the other guy went to jail, I feel like if my dad was a part of it, he would have gone to jail too. I think they were able to prove like, okay, this guy really didn't know what was going on. But then my dad learned a valuable lesson of like, oh, don't just trust your business partner BFF because
That's
they might be
too.
Screwing you over. And then.
Like, who knows who's screwing me over right now?
Eddie.
Why are you looking at us?
And I go to jail, then they play this segment back on the Johnny Rumble show, and they're like, hey, listen to this guy, lying. I guess you never know, but could this be the case here with these guys, Lunchbox? You're the expert on this case.
Look, the fact that he got 12 years and the wife only got 7 tells me he was the one saying, here's the paper, sign it. And that's supposedly what he was having his mom sign things, like saying, oh, don't worry, we're going to move it to this account. Here, you just sign this paper.
So, and the real base of this is...
He was the mastermind.
No, I get it. But we had you study all this and bring it to us.
Yeah.
Is what?
They were saying they would go to small banks and say, oh, here, give us this loan for however much million. And then they would file bankruptcy on that bank or on that loan and have all this money and not be able to pay it back. And that bank is out that money. So they were just committing fraud over on these small banks. And
so they're moving money. They would get the money, move it
to
somewhere else.
Yeah, to a bank account with the mom and say, oh. You know what I mean? Like, we don't have that money. That's the mom's money.
Did your dad do that?
I don't know.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy.
No.
Isn't it crazy, though? Like, it's got to be so hard if your family member gets caught and, like, you want to believe them, but you really don't know. Like,
but even if and what if these people know they did it, but they're still publicly just like, we believe you, even though they know it's a lie?
Right, like, behind closed doors,
maybe
are
I
they sitting
do
around
too.
Family dinner, yeah. And they're like, hey, look, we're going to jail, Mom. I'm probably not going to be out when you die. Like, I'm not going to see you ever again. Mm. Because she's kind of older.
Oh, his mom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, that's crazy. Like, but you have to admit.
She gets to come and visit.
Right, but you can't have, like, meals. You can't go do things. Like, you're not going to be able to be there. And so, like,
sure, you don't have freedom.
You have to have those conversations like, yeah. Hey, this may be our last, like, that's weird. And do they sit around in the house and like, yeah, mom, we got busted. We're going to jail. There's no, you know, I'm not going to be, can you hang on for 12 years?
Some people have so much pride that they'll never say that they did it.
I mean, their kid, one of the kids, I think is engaged.
Well, if you're federal, you don't really get any time. There's no really good behavior and you get half the time off. You basically have to serve all like 90 something percent of that time. Oh. So why would you? Why would you say you did it if you got to serve all the time anyway? Yeah. If you were not serving at federal and you're in jail and you get 3 years, but you can do 8 months if you admit you did it and good behavior. Oh, yeah, I did it. Even if I didn't, I try to get out of there early.
Mm-hmm. And also, does the marriage last 12 years without being with each other?
But what are you going to do?
What's the difference there?
Yeah, what's the, like, you both can't see each other.
Well, no.
I mean,
but she gets out in 7, so she's going to have 5 years of sitting around.
She could. Some people do that.
She could.
Or, I mean, I'm saying, if my wife went to prison for 5 years.
How long until you start?
What?
Hold on. How long until you start dipping the ink into a different ink?
If she was going out, if she was going for a year, mm-hmm. I think, okay, I can maybe hang out.
Do you think you would stay married, but at a year, would you stay married and cheat? Or could you last a year?
Like, if she wasn't getting out, if she was only, I'm saying if she was in for a year,
yeah.
If she was getting out after a year, I could not cheat and not be together. But if she was going to be in for longer than a year, I'd just say we're getting divorced.
Okay, 18 months. Would you stay together married, but dip the pen in different ink?
But what's it about? Why can't you just wait?
Amy.
Be lonely.
Don't they have
conjugal visits?
Only 4 states, I think.
Oh.
I think that's what it was. There's a limit on states that have conjugal. Mike, will you look that up? I believe
18 months would be tough, man. That's a long time.
But could you stay married?
I don't think I mean, 18 months, I don't think I stay married.
But still fool around, but stay married.
Maybe we'd talk about that. Be like, hey, you know, you're going to get out in 18 months. You cool if I, you know.
Dip the
ink. You would ask her.
Yeah.
Or
if not,
no.
Then it'd be like, all right, well.
18 months, you get divorced if she said no, you couldn't.
Is this just jail or can it be like military? Like, what if she decides to go to the military?
I think it's jail.
Okay. It's jail.
Military,
dude. Military comes home.
There are only 4 states in the country that allow conjugal visits. Oh. California, Connecticut, New York, and Washington.
Wow. Huh. Thought that was
commit crimes in those states.
Always allowed. Like,
let's say your wife goes to prison.
Way you get some?
How long are you waiting? Like, what? If she goes to prison, your wife, are you waiting 5 years?
I say forever.
No. This
There's
is
not a number on that. I would wait.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta wait, dude.
No, you don't have to wait.
Depends what the crime is, too.
That doesn't matter.
True.
No, it's a big difference.
If they murdered someone.
Charlamagne messaged me. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Ask him if he's stay loyal.
It's a minute 12. If anybody curses, it's fine on this, right? Because we're not on the air.
Yo, just getting this. I'm around, but no, this has happened to me numerous times. I'm shocked it hasn't happened to you growing up in the country like we did. I saw a flying saucer when I was in third grade. When I was in third grade, I was playing outside in my grandmother's yard, and I turned around and literally hovering over the trees was what you would consider a flying saucer, like all the stuff you see in the movies. It was jet black, and it hovered there for a while, and then it shot off. One time, I woke up, and I had the sleep paralysis feeling, which we call a hag in the country. And when I looked up, that thing from Signs, the alien from Signs, and this was, I think, even before I saw Signs. Had to be before I saw Signs. The thing from Signs was standing over me, and it was purple and black. And it was breathing just like it was in Signs. And as the sun started to come up, it just started to fade away. And I've told my mother these stories for years. Wrote about them in my first book, Black Privilege. Like, I have no reason to make any of this stuff up. Damn, I just thought about it and realizing how crazy it does sound. Me repeating this thing, but it happened.
He paused.
I was like, man,
that sounds crazy.
Oh, man.
Charlamagne. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
All I'm going to say, that's crazy. LOL. That's all I needed. I'm going to text it. That's all I needed. Appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, funny, man.
Flying saucer.
Eddie.
Let me save this, though. Because it's a good clip to have that we can use on the show.
Yo.
I hear you. Hold on. If I... Hey, Mike.
Keep. Yeah.
No, keep. No, not an option.
Oh.
Well, now we have the audio. Reagan, just clip it out of the...
Yo.
Yeah, I hear you, buddy. Hold on.
It's a good idea, man.
Well, then it's going to sound... Mike, can you come... It doesn't allow me to keep... What?
Screen recorded and hit play.
Yeah, but I don't want to do that on this show. I don't want everybody...
Hear it all over again?
Yeah. Yeah, can you walk out?
Yo-yo.
Yo-yo-yo.
Yo-yo.
Here, can I get to you, Mike? Mm-hmm. I'll let you get that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the way you guys didn't answer my question.
What was the
question?
Oh, I don't have a number on that. If it was murder and I saw her do it.
No.
With my own eyes.
It's the same thing that Chris
did. It would matter the crime. It would matter the crime.
The same thing that Chris did.
12 years, I'm good. I'm waiting.
The same thing that Chris did and both of you guys, like we both benefited from it, I'd wait forever.
Yeah, I'm waiting.
Like if we benefited from whatever the crime is, yes, yeah. I'm waiting forever. But if she murdered someone because she cray cray, I'm out.
Yeah, murder, molestation.
I'm
there's
out.
There's a level of crime that once it hits that, you just can no longer be with whomever it is.
Correct.
I feel that way.
This lunchbox not. That's bizarre.
I think if it's your kid, maybe it's different because I don't know. I don't have kids. But if your kid does something bad, do you still? I don't know.
Oh my God, that's got to be so hard.
Well, that's like the Idaho murder.
Yeah, his dad.
His parents still showed up in court and like, oh, we can't wait to prove his innocence.
Man,
like,
I don't know if I could go to the court and watch that.
Okay, Bernie Madoff's kids, they worked for him and they found out what he was doing and they're the ones that went to the...
Yeah, different though than a murderer. Like the guy murdered people.
But people...
But I hear you. Yeah, but it's different than a dad and a kid and a kid and a dad, right? Yes. You're talking about two different things.
Oh, still,
like
I think it'd be hard.
If it's your kid, absolutely it'd be hard. But yeah. If your kid murdered... allegedly, possibly murdered four other people,
mm-hmm.
that's mm-hmm. way different than turning your rich 80-year-old dad in for financial crimes.
If your child was on trial... Because
you probably take some of the blame yourself, sure. meaning you created that.
Oh, yeah, one of them killed himself.
To the point of... No, not the kids. I'm talking about...
You keep going back to that one.
You keep going back to that one. That's not the same. It's not the same.
Talking about that one.
Okay.
I'm saying those kids didn't create their dad.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
But the dad did create... Yep. The dad and the mom created the Idaho killer.
Right.
Yes. And not everything about him. Obviously, he made it all of his own choice. But you have to have some sort of guilt that
yes.
the environment...
Mm-hmm.
That would be different.
Oh, it'd be so hard.
I get it.
I know. Sorry. I'm tracking with
you. He fought for it, though, like three times. I got to respect that.
Yeah.
I mean, one killed himself.
I heard.
Okay.
And the other died of cancer. And they think that, like, the agony and all the things, like the disease, like, you know, body keeps the score.
Mm. I'm sure all the stress, all the sadness does not help an illness, regardless of whatever it is.
Right.
Yeah. A clip of a bridesmaid getting proposed to while at her sister's wedding has sparked an online debate about whether or not the newly engaged sibling was stealing the spotlight. Sister of the bride had no idea this was happening, reads the video caption. In the TikTok, which was posted on Friday, racked up 21 million views, the bride is seen preparing to toss her bouquet into the crowd of bridesmaids when she spins around and walks toward her sister, still carrying the flowers in hand. The stunned sibling's confusion increases when she spots her boyfriend emerging from the crowd. Her boyfriend then drops to one knee and the guests around erupt into cheers. Let me, this second part though, in the TikTok, the bride is seen preparing to toss the bouquet when she spins around and walks toward the sister. The bride knew about it.
The bride's in on it. Yeah. Okay, then it's fine.
Yeah, people need to shut up.
If the bride didn't know.
Right, that's different. That's you still in the spotlight. And it's not even your fault. It's the fiance, the new husband's fault. You can't propose at that unless other people are in on it. If families are close and they're like, I'm getting married and she's getting proposed to the same day, this is the greatest. I could see where that would be even cooler. Like you want to share the celebration.
Yeah.
Me? Nope, it's about me. However... I'm selfish like that. But no, if the bride knows, all good. All rules are off if the bride is part of the rules that are being taken off. Would we agree?
Yes.
Yeah. Kanye's legal team is dumping him via newspaper ads. They can't get a hold of him.
Wow, so they have to...
They're putting it in the newspaper.
Because that makes it official in the court of law.
They're planning to put ads in two Los Angeles newspapers to notify him they're off his case.
Wow.
Which is wild.
Yeah, he remarried, right?
He did.
Oh. Yeah, a girl looks like Kim K.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, she does.
So did the girl he dated maybe two ago.
Yeah.
The Julia girl does not look like Kim Kardashian, but yeah.
I feel like similarly
he has a type.
When you're looking for, like if you are looking for the birth dad of someone, like if you're in the adoption process and you're adopting a baby but you only know the birth mom, you can run an ad in the paper for the birth dad, and then that's... Basically, if nobody responds, then that's the surrendering of those rights.
That's the last effort.
Because you can't find them at all, and they don't want it to forever be unfound so that you put it public.
And that's the only way they can terminate the rights, because it's like, we reached out officially, it's done.
She does look like Kim K. Wow. The new wife?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's an interesting thing about the newspaper. Yeah. About
Yeah, that's legal. It's like
the way to
tried.
Just like.
Oh. What if you like are a caller on the countdown, top five at nine?
What if that counts?
And you're like, hey, coming in at number three, also, because it's public.
That's media. Mm-hmm.
That's what I used to do. Call. I'd be, hey, this is Bobby the Barbarian. Can I get on and be a caller on the top five at nine? And then it turned into the high five at nine. And then I would be on. I'd be like, hey, it's Bobby the Barbarian. And coming up at number two.
Did they know?
Number two.
The Divinals. I touch myself.
Did they know you? Like, they're like, there
heck
he
yeah.
is.
Heck yeah, they did. I knew what I was doing. That call, they're ready to go. I was doing that. I thought that was the coolest thing ever. I'd start calling at like three to be on for the high five at nine.
Wow.
I was dedicated. A helicopter path was tracked drawing a penis in the air. Mm-hmm. A helicopter pilot caused a stir after their flight path showed that they drew a giant penis with the flight.
That took some planning.
I mean, that's
and
be
it's
hard.
A detailed penis.
Really?
It's not just the round, tall, round. It's got multiple it. Rounds and then tall and then also a head on the tall.
Wow.
With the helicopter flight.
That's some skill.
Yeah.
It's art.
Research reveals wearing a favorite necklace, watch, or your favorite clothing product produces a happiness-spurring brain chemical release. So if you have a go-to article of clothing and you love it and you're kind of like, I don't know how I feel today, wear it. It makes you feel better.
Yeah.
I always enjoy wearing like oversized hoodies because then I don't have to suck in the whole time.
Oh.
And
that makes you, feel better.
Because I'm ashamed of my body. And so therefore, I wear this hoodie and I'm like, oh, I can just relax and worry about other stuff. So it makes me happy.
You're like Billie Eilish. Right? She needs to wear like loose clothes all the time.
We don't know why, but it's like her
yeah.
thing.
Oh. Does she wear loose clothes all the time?
Yeah.
She wears those big hoodies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey.
But I don't know if it's because she hates her body.
No, I don't know about that part. But
you're not supposed to take pictures of her.
Did you try?
Why would you try?
Is that what happened?
Why would you try to take pictures of her at close distance? Because it's not like you don't go to a concert. She says, don't take pictures of me. So that must have been told to you in a professional setting.
Yeah, what happened?
Backstage somewhere.
Yes.
Backstage, iHeart.
Yeah.
Right. But
no cameras out. I still got pictures.
That's Rebel. Weird, though, too, when they do that. But
yeah, Mike,
I get it. Sometimes
like people
I don't get it.
Well, me either. And I would never say don't take pictures of me. But sometimes they're like getting their grooming fixed before they go on somewhere.
They were just walking through the hallway to go to interviews. And when they came in the interview room, they're like, they're not allowed to cameras out. And I'm like,
or
what?
It's like they don't want a picture posted to them where they're not looking their best. Or they're like walking halfway talking, their mouth's like, eh.
I get that.
I would never do that. And I don't get it as in I understand I would do it, but I understand why they do that because they don't want images of them not looking their best.
But then some of the biggest stars in the world don't do that.
You're right. I'm not advocating
I
for it.
You're
I'm
not.
Just saying I understand why certain people do that, even though I don't understand the mindset of I want that done.
Mm-hmm. Is it always the person's request or can it just be their people's?
The difference is your people are still you.
Mm-hmm.
Even
I get
if it's your people's, it doesn't matter though. If I'm going to tell you, because I have like Morgan number one would be my people. She was on the show and now she works for me over on like the management team and she's my, what they call a day to day. So she'd be my people. And if Morgan number one went into a place and was like, F this, and he's walking down the hall and where is Fruit Loops? And she was just rude. And they're like, well, that's his people. No, that's me because I'm the one that hires them, that gives them direction. And if they break the direction and they do something embarrassing or humiliating, you have to either fire them or fix it. And so it's always on the people. And, you know, Taylor Swift would do all these great things, and people would be like, well, that's her people. No, but Taylor's people are her, right? They don't just do that because they go, well, we're Taylor's people. We're going to do all these cool, awesome things. No, Taylor goes, hey, guys, and some of it may be Taylor, too. Here's what we want to do. We want to be really good to people. We want to send things. So when people go, that's just her people. No, but her people are her. It's the same thing. She literally can't put stamps on envelopes and work at UPS all day sending packages out. So the people are the person.
Okay.
Now the people can mess up occasionally, but that is still on the person. If something on this show goes wrong, it comes back to me, everything. And you're my people, not in that way, but I'm the head of the snake in the same way. If something happens where I'm like, we had an issue recently, I was like, hey, what happened here? Scuba will just go protecting one of you guys. He'll go, that's on me. I've got to make sure that this is covered because that's on me.
Shout out Scuba. Thanks Scuba.
And I know for a fact it wasn't on him.
I wonder who it
was. What happened?
It's been a long time. He's done this a couple times over the years. But he's like, that's on me. And I'm like, no. Was it Eddie?
Uh-oh.
And he's like, nope, that's on me.
Wow, thanks Scuba.
So he's kind of a, well, if I'm the head of the snake, he's kind of the scrotum.
What? Yeah.
Wow, Scuba, wow.
But it's sort of like Diddy's people. They were trying to clear the hallway when he was about to go on stage. They're like, everybody needs to be out of the hallway. Move. And I stayed there. And Diddy came out and gave me fist bumps because he was excited someone was there. So I was like,
well, and a lot of that too is, well, they do, but people will try to take pictures the whole time or get, hey, take a picture with me, not just of him,
like a selfie.
They don't want to get caught up.
Yeah.
If they're trying to get A to B, if they're super famous, people are always trying to get pictures with them.
You're right, because Diddy's super famous, and I was definitely trying to get a picture with him. And I was like, Diddy!
And you were the only one, so it wasn't a big deal.
And he was like, love. And he came over and gave me a fist bump, and I was like, what up?
It was cool.
And that probably wasn't Diddy going, okay, guys, go shut the hallway down. But Diddy has to go a lot of places.
Yeah.
And they know now that Diddy gets stopped all the time, so they're going to try to make it easier on him to get A to B, so they will make that decision for him. But based on his needs and what they interpret his needs to be.
Yeah, he definitely probably has people stop him everywhere he goes.
Everywhere he goes.
Everywhere.
It's always cooler, too, right? When everyone's like, the people are mean, but then the artist is like, no, it's okay. We'll get that picture.
Well,
it makes the artist look good, too.
Yes, it does make them. And there are a couple here in town that purposefully are awesome and hire really tough PR people so they don't have to be the bad guy.
Really?
Yeah, and they themselves are great.
Because look at you and Diddy. You're like, dude, he made time for me. That's amazing. Look how awesome he looks.
What time did he make for you, though?
Oh, he came over, fist bump.
He came over, just walked by.
No, he came over.
He stopped, turned around, and came back and fist bump.
Amy,
not a full comeback.
Yeah,
but
a reach.
But it was, I was actually very, impressed.
That's awesome.
Geeking out for Lunchbox that he had that moment because Diddy was intentional.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's that. I think we're done here. Ray, how long was this?
I'm guessing 47, 30.
Wow. Of all those words you just said, they didn't go together.
Big difference.
30 minutes.
30 minutes? All right, I feel good about it. You guys feel good about it?
I feel good, man. Hey, you think the Chrisleys can listen to us in prison? You think they got,
Yeah.
Yeah?
Probably.
Okay.
Do I think they are? Nah. But do I think they could? Yeah. I mean, that's one of those nice prisons, so I'm sure getting a podcast isn't on the things you can't do.
He's probably playing golf right now.
He's probably Madden, and I'm just like, God, I wish that.
All
I'm
day.
Get locked up
He's in a league. He's developing his quarterback. Oh, it's so jealous. All right, that's it. Thank you, guys. We will see you tomorrow. Bye. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.